And you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done. You've found a bit of a weird. It is happening at the right time. Temporal shift. Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we got some great music this week. And we haven't got a word of the week, though. Unless you've thought of one.
No.
Because we did the front one, didn't we?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. If you have any words or phrases that you would like to hear us explain to people what they mean on the show, what that you've invented yourselves or heard in a foreign country, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email "Word of the Week." Yeah. Now I'm really excited about going to Spain, but the thing is, I've just come back.
Right.
And that's why it's going to be weird this week.
Check you had a good time?
I'm expecting to have a really good time that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the boots?
Oh, in the end, mate, I didn't take them.
All right. Okay.
Well, I'm thinking about taking them, but I have a feeling they're not going to make it onto the plane.
No.
I'm already blistering up. Yeah. I've got these golden boots, you see, that I've been trying to break in for 6 years. And it's just not working. They're made of some. They're hewn. They weren't made. They were hewn. They were hewn from rock, I think. As is my very soul.
Yeah.
Hewn from rock and roll. My soul is hewn from rock and roll. Hey, speaking of which, this is, of course, the Chub Chubs. And I got an email from Lord Bishop saying he wants to come back to Lechworth on December the 7th. I'm sure he does.
He's even got the date, has he?
He has, yeah, he's got the date. It's the last date of his tour.
Okay.
He said it's the Sexmas special. He's in his head, it's already been brilliant. We better play the first song, and I'll tell you about it afterwards, but this is DTK.
Well,
How's about that? How's about that? Guys and gals, guys and gals. Great start to a great show, etc., etc. Jingly jangly. That is DTK, or Dressed to Kill, if you like. And I've just got doing. And that is from a cheeky little EP they brought out. I'm calling it Cheeky, Tony.
Why is that?
It's cheeky.
Okay.
Six tracks, but on it, they've actually sent us, there's eight tracks on the one they sent us, so there
cheeky.
Must be two hidden ones somewhere, but there's six mentioned. That was track five, Out of My Mind, right, from DTK, Dressed to Kill. They sent us a lovely little letter. Dear Paul and Tony, thanks for answering our email so quickly. We are a five-piece band and our members come from Italy, UK and USA. We play garage punk rock. I don't know if this will be useful or if you care, but our main influences are, open brackets, I think, close brackets, Dead Kennedys, The Hives, Iggy Pop and The Stooges, Elvis Presley, Heavy Trash, The Pixies, Rancid, New Bomb, Turks, James Brown and The Sonics. We've recently decided to look for a label to producers and set out to make a living off our music. It's not that easy in Italy, but oh well. Anyway, we hope you enjoy the songs. Remember to love a lover, DTK.
Love a lover?
Members which are Captain Matt Asma. Feel sorry for him.
Nice.
Morris Mad Monk, Eddie Vicious, Daniel San. Ah, Daniel San. And Valerian the Beast.
Nice.
What a band. And we're going to be playing track six soon. Well, I was going to play it this week. I thought I'd save it. I'm just going to show you what track six is, Tone. But don't tell people, but you'll see why it's so right for us.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. This, of course, is the Planet Smashers. Well done, DTK, Dressed to Kill. We love you. That is it's a great, great little CD. What I want to know is, Tony.
Yeah.
What is DTK's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/dressedtokill.
No, great idea though. Oh. Thinking Paulie V's trying to catch me out here.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a second go on it. Do you think I was maybe trying to kid you?
Okay. MySpace.com/DTK?
No, MySpace.com/dressedtokillme. Got it, eh? But anyway, you got it wrong twice. So it's probably the internet too, Tony Nil. Now, I've had a load of emails through, mate. Well, not a load, but I've had one very, very long email that I want to read out now. We're not doing MySpace comments this week, by the way, but we do want your MySpace comments. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave us a comment if you are our friend. And if you're not, put in a friend request, and when we accept you, leave a comment, because it's a really good way to get in touch, isn't it?
It is.
Another way to get in touch is to email poorlyb@punkyradio.com. If you have something a bit more involved, check this out. This is from Paul B.
Okay.
Hi, Paul. I found Punky about a year ago, downloaded a lot, and have been trying to listen to them all and get up to date ever since. I've failed. Today, I managed to listen to three episodes from October/November 2007. I'm glad your voice got better, by the way. Curse those bacteria. Thank you, Paul B. I was waiting to write him when I caught up, but as that's never going to happen, I'm just doing it anyway. For a while, you had various people vying to be the oldest listener. I am nowhere near old enough. At the tender age of 48.
Okay.
But wondered whether you had ever considered who is the highest ranked person that listens in to the glory that is Punky. I'm an inspector in the Metropolitan Police working in the East End of London. Back in the late 70s, I was a drummer in a pop punk band that enjoyed its 5 minutes of famousness. We supported the Damned, UK Subs and Adam and the Ants. Gary Bushell liked us enough to bang on about us in Sounds a fair bit, including a two-page spread. Someone has even taken the time to create a MySpace profile of the band. We were called Security Risk. Although listening to the old songs made me realise I should have spent more time practicing the drums instead of shagging the lead singer. Open brackets, she was a girl, before you ask. I know you have difficulty with the gays. Close brackets, open brackets, me too. Close brackets. I don't. We don't. Punky is in no way homophobic at all. Let's face it, my co-host is a gay man. There came a time, however, when it was obvious that Security Risk would never provide me... I got away with that. Would never provide me with enough
beer... quite speechless, that's
enough
why.
Beer tokens, and I joined the filth. Despite 28 years in the Met and currently supervising over 50 people, I am still a little spiky-haired punk at heart, and I love listening to Punky. If things ever got a bit stressful at work, I pop a bunch of Can'ts by The Scourge onto my iPod and all becomes happy and calm. If I'm outranked by any of your other listeners, then fair play to them, open brackets, smacktards, close brackets. One big request, please. Because of the career and the five children, aged between 20 and 2, I am obviously never going to catch up with the Punkies. So would it be possible to announce any London gigs that you've got coming up about 8 months in advance? That way I can come and see you live instead of finding out that you've just played around the corner for me 5 months after the event. Keep up the good work, the original, but not as funny, Paulie B. P.S. I will probably not get to listen to you reading this out, if you do, and your reply, until around Christmas 2008. Therefore, if all goes to plan, I'll get to see you in a London comedy club in July-August 2009. Looking forward to it already. P.P.S. There was no mention of the drive-by twatting that was supposed to take place during your autumn 2007 trip to the States. Did you lose your bottle or your memory due to the alcohol? P.P.P.S. Apoog, apoog. P.P.P.P.S. Bit pissed myself at the minute, so can't be asked to read through what have twittered. Cunty fuck fuck. P.P. Senior Inspector in the Metropolitan Police has sent us that email. It's marvellous. No, the drive-by twatting didn't happen because I didn't drive down to St. Louis. The plan was to go there on the way down to St. Louis.
Yeah.
But then I didn't get the chance to because I then flew to Dallas and then over to Mississippi and then drove back up and was a little bit short on time on the way up, so I couldn't make the 60-mile west detour to go and twat that bloke in that shop. Sadly. But
shame,
thank you very much. He's
put the time in.
He's clearly fairly senior because just that email has demonstrated research, investigation.
Yeah.
He's backed it up. He's probably got a warrant to come round here right now. Except that by the time he hears this, I'll have moved. Isn't that a good email, though?
It is a good email.
Thank you, sir. And he's called Paul B. Thank you very much, Paul B. Brilliant. Anyway, I've sent him an email back saying, look, fuck all the old shows. Just start listening to these ones. And then when you get a minute, go back to an old show. You don't have to listen to them in order. None of it makes any sense, does it?
It's not like it's a story.
Oh, but you know, it's a love story unfolding.
Is it?
Over 3 years.
All right.
It's a beautiful love.
Is it just
love.
Took a rather strange turn with you calling me gay?
No, that was my secret.
All right, okay.
We share a manly love that only the Greeks can understand.
And you.
Anyway, you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your vote so far. It's a new month this Wednesday, I think. So please.
I think.
Or is it 30 Thursday?
30 days of September, April, June and November.
30, so it's
probably
30
Wednesday.
Days. It might be
Wednesday then.
So it's Wednesday. Bang on. Oh,
yeah, because I get back on the 30th. I'm back.
You're back?
I'm back. I had a lovely time.
Okay. Good. So
I'll tell you about it next week.
So wait for the 1st of July and vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com.
And do vote.
At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
It is important because July is traditionally a fairly quiet month. You can get further up the chart with the same amount of votes. So if you do vote for us this month, you'll be really helping us get up that there chart.
Aww. And here's the top 6 comments for this week.
Whoa, that's how much it that's means to us.
Exactly, we're trying to get through all of them. Punk is great.
It is.
Funnier than watching two spastics wrestling in a paddling pool of KY jelly.
Yeah, that's not funny.
That's not really very nice, is it? But thanks for the vote anyway. That's from Dinkle, 007.
Yeah, thank you, Dinkle, but less of the vegetable soup references, please.
Punky's the best use for lots of wires. Using wires to suspend vodka drunk mermaids above your bath might be a little bit better.
Why have they got to be vodka drunk?
That's what we were talking about the other week.
Were we?
Mm-hmm.
Were we?
We will be whiskey drunk.
What? I had mermaids drunk on vodka, did I?
We were talking about getting mermaids drunk with vodka, yeah.
God, I need to start paying a bit more attention to what I say on this show.
Love it. That's some Lumber Troop. Thank you very much.
I love him. He's got a great name. Lumber Troop. Hey up, Lumber Troop. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lumber Troop!
Punky's great. Punky makes my panties wet. Now give them back. That's
no.
Dave Fitz.
No.
Very strange. Thank you very much, Dave.
Oh, God, we got to that quickly. I'm sorry.
Vote for Punky.
Do that.
If you aren't listening, you're a piss mop. Favourite band from a couple of episodes ago, The Lurkers. Go forward.
Good decision.
Bill, New York.
Bill. Bill is right about music and dates.
Bill's just right.
He is. Is he, Tony? See, I told you. This has come racing. Oh, Bill's just right.
Round peg, square hole.
Bill's just right. Yeah. Your peg, bum hole.
Punky will destroy you. Punky will destroy you and your children if you are a smack todd.
I haven't done this right.
And give you babies. 400 babies.
Big gay Tony.
From Daniel McCracken. I'm not big and gay.
I
am big though.
Yeah, I know. I should watch it really. You could bum me to death. With your great big gayness.
Put my gayness in your anus.
See, I know you've been thinking of it. You even thought of a poem on the way up in... I was going to say, in the car, on the way up, on the horse.
There's not many calls.
On the South Court.
Be able to use that phrase.
But it's but half a day's ride.
From pool.
Finally, Volkspunk Dirk Punky. Although I'm still lagging behind a
couple
of...
This is going to be a challenge for you. I know what's coming.
Although I'm still lagging behind a couple of shows, but always religiously listening.
Always religiously listening.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Bang, bang.
Entschuldigung, kont ik...
Entschuldigen.
Entschuldigung.
Entschuldigen.
Entschuldigung. Kont ik ihr strike holt shake telkin osh lion. That's pretty close.
Yeah, spot on, mate. It was like there was a German next to me. Oh, no, that's just you in the leather and the gimp mask.
Thank you very much.
My homosexual co-host.
So far, and that's from Steph. Thank you.
Yeah, it's your boyfriend. Paul, you're a bad man today. No, I'm not. All right, is that it?
That's it.
That's it, right. Right then, so anyway, I need to tell you about the Go Sheilas, don't I? The Go Sheilas are the latest great band to be sent by Brett from Tallman PR, who I met when I was in LA, La La Land, in March. He's a lovely bloke. Fuck me, he's tall. He should be called Fuck Me, He's Tall Man PR. No.
Oh, okay.
So I know I said fuck me, Tony. I didn't want you to get excited.
Okay, sorry.
You bummer.
Searching for a word. Hey, bummer will do, won't it?
I had to get... I know.
You bummer.
I wanted to come out with something. I'm sure there have been some choice phrases for homosexuality on Punky down the years, some of which may even exist in the Swearesperanto on punkyradio.com, but all I could think of then was you bummer.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the Go Sheilas, they're a good band, and they've got their first album out called Greatest Hits Volume 1, which I think is something of a claim. And I thought it was a bit cheeky, because when it came, it's got a little thing on it saying $10. Like for the cost, there's like a price sticker on it.
All right.
And I thought, Christ, they're making Brett buy the CDs, but it's not. It's actually on the cover.
Ah.
It's not actually stuck on it. It is part of the design, you see. Part of the design. This is from Greatest Hits Volume 1. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 tracks on it, including a version of 99 Red Balloons, all in German.
99 Luft.
99 Luftballon. That's right, Tony. So we're going to play
Stop
a track.
Stop holes in my
off
German.
It, off it now. Yeah, you've got a German using your holes. sorry. Oh, more of that later. So, get on with the second point. This is the Go Sheilas. What I want to know is, what's their website, Tony?
TheGoSheilas.com.
It is. I'm going to give you an extra point there. Because you know what? You've been wanting to give me one for long enough, I'm going to give you two.
Aww.
It's Paulie B, the Internet 2, Tony 2. This is the Go Sheilas and Unforgiven.
Like a molester, tried and convicted, where everyone feels that he is addicted. Or has to friend with her scarlet letter. She tried to move on, but no one would let her. Sent to hell for my mission. Forgiveness saved for a time so dear that my redemption will never near.
Unforgiven.
Nice.
What did I think they were shouting? I'm a Care Bear.
Evil Care Bear.
Evil Care Bear. From the kitchen in the Hireman's Lodge, I thought they were saying Evil Care Bear. But they're not. They're saying Unforgiven, Evil Care Bear. You can see. Can you see how I got it mixed up?
No.
You can't really, can
you? Your Care Bear's on the mind. And you called me a big girl.
Isn't someone else called themselves Care Bear or something? Oh, Mama Bear. Who's that?
Mama Bear. That's definitely.
Maybe I've got your boyfriend on my mind.
Maybe. Jealous, are we? What your own fella?
Tony. Mad acceptance there of your lot. It turns out your girlfriend of over a year has got a penis after all, I always suspected. I've got a couple more emails now. First one's from someone that you, I think, secretly would like to have a relationship with.
Okay.
Lord Redlock, back in the house, respect. The scariest man in Australia, and we know that, we never met him, and that's saying something. It's Australia. Hey Paul, I've heard you mention that you liked Once Were Warriors, that hardcore Kiwi movie with Jake the Moss thumping the fuck out of people. He's the one. Yes, but we are not in Guatemala now, Dr. Lopata.
Yeah,
right. The man can do the business. Did you know there was a sequel? Came out years ago. It's called What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. Same actor comes back as Jake. It's bloody good. You see the human side to the thug. Poor bastard, just ain't that bright at times. Open brackets, I can relate to that, close brackets. Worth finding if you haven't seen it. Hope that's helpful. Take it easy, mate. P.S. Please tell Tony I said hey.
Hey.
You've even got blokes in Australian prisons wanting you now, don't?
Well, I'm a pin-up boy for that generation.
Yes, I will watch out for that, Lord Redlock, and thank you very much. I will watch out for what became of the Broken Hearted or what becomes of the Broken Hearted. One last email from me, and then we can get on with the twatness. Hi, Paul. Just when I thought life was great, it got even better. When you first played Voodoo Rhythm Label artists on Punky, I tried to find them on iTunes. No such luck, except for the Del Gators. I had to content myself with downloading free singles from the Voodoo Rhythm website. But you inspired me anew by playing Hitbone Slim. Isn't that a great name for a band who I love? I went and looked again on iTunes, and yes, not only is Hitbone Slim there, but so are the Giant Robots and King Automatic. And, of course, the Reverend himself. Who knows who else? But I will save more looking for another time, and it was love at first hearing for Plastron, Enchanted Evening, so I got that too. That's another 79 songs to the Punky playlist for a total of 207.
Nice.
Cheers, Anne K.
Ah.
You see, perfect listener. She's doing. We are uniting fans and bands across the land. She's got into all these European bands she would never have heard, and she's bought their music.
She is loyal.
It's not just that, it's what we're for. I know you thought that you were to be used in alleys by sailors. But
used
no.
And abused.
Oh, sorry, I missed out and abused, Tony.
Yeah.
All right, but no.
That's my bag.
It is today.
Well, I've been down south. Near the ports. It's the busman's holiday.
Fair enough. You've been working on that corner of yours. You're a very funny man.
Thank you.
Oh, who was I talking to?
I don't know.
Somebody loves your accent and fancies your voice and loves you and thinks you're lovely and have told me not to pick on you.
Keith,
Derek, Steve, Nick.
It
was one of the blokes. One of the blokes down the building site, certainly. No, it was a lady.
Okay.
It'll come back to me.
Okay.
It'll come back to you. Have you got a track?
I do.
Of course you have.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got ripped a new one at the weekend.
Thank you all for your nominations so far this month.
Thank you all for your abominations. It's an abomination.
If you did.
That's a word of the week. Getting bad anal sex is an abomination. There you go. I've invented it. If you don't send us the words a week, I'll be forced to use my own innate genius to think of one myself. It's an abomination. What you've done there. That is a good phrase, actually. I know it was a mistake and I didn't mean it. Oh, well done, me. All right, sorry.
Please do email me your twats. I always need more. And I enjoy reading them.
In jiffy bags.
Yeah. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week is from Trevor. Yeah.
I like Trevor.
It is. Uh-huh. So, this week, for my entry for Is a Twat, I have not a politician or a teacher, but rather a friend's mum.
Oh, that's more like it.
A few days ago,
sorry,
I was at a friend's house watching said friend beat Rainbow Six Vegas 2. A rather short game, but pretty badass. When he got a call from John, another of my friends, apparently John had gotten kicked out of his mother's house. It sounds funny, except we're all minors, for no apparent reason. So here's the story. Apparently, John was sitting in his game room, hanging out with another friend. Friend of a friend of a friend.
His what room?
His game.
His game. Yeah, sorry, I thought he said gay room.
Yeah. When his mum got home, stormed in there and shouted at John to put his guitar somewhere else. He was finishing something,
where the sun don't shine,
up on the computer, so he said he would do it in a second. Mum shouted, "Now," repeatedly. Where John repeatedly replied, "In a second, Mum, could you stop shouting?" So Mummy Dearie strides over to where John is sitting and proceeds to try and choke him out.
She does what?
Choke him out.
What does that mean?
I assume that means choke him.
Strangulation?
Yeah.
You say that like you like it.
In
yeah.
In a Homer slash Bart fashion, I suppose.
In a homo what?
Homer. God, you've got sex on the brain.
No, it's your language, Tony. Everything comes out.
Yeah. John did a martial...
It goes in.
John did a martial arts type thing, I can't describe it, and pushed her away. She kicked him out and sent him to live with his dad in OKC. Oklahoma City. Is that what that is?
I imagine so, yeah. That makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is Oklahoma, yeah. You're right.
Beg your pardon. I pay attention.
Whilst telling all of the relatives that he pinned her down and beat the crap out of her. So I'm nominating John's mom in Edmond, Oklahoma, as the twat. An evil, lying, stupid
twat. Oh, Oklahoma, where the mums are really fucking twats.
Ready?
No. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, go.
Okay, so John's mom from Edmond, Oklahoma...
is a twat. That's a good one, that one.
Yeah.
So, more twats, please.
Always.
More twats, please.
Tony@punkyradio.com.
Tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email, is a twat.
It's a twat.
That's right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, we've done well there, mate. We can get on with the next one, can't we?
Excellent.
And I think I'm going to break with tradition. I'm going to tell you about it up front.
All right.
This is the Speed Kings, right? This came in a really, really nice... Came in a nice little box, Tony.
Did it?
It came in a nice little folder. But I have a feeling that the reason that I might not have played it before was because they're from Derby.
Ah.
Would that make sense?
Possibly.
It would, wouldn't it?
We do hate Derby.
Yeah, but I do like the Speed Kings. It's a quandary. I don't know what to do. Anyway, we may have played one of their tracks before a long, long time ago, because I've had this a while. But this was dug out. There's only three tracks on it. I'm going to read about them. Speed Kings mix punk, 50s rock and roll, rockabilly, psychobilly and Tex-Mex influences to create a sound unlike any other band around today. Where have we heard that before? They started playing shows in late 2006 and have already played to large audiences around the UK. They played alongside established rockabilly and psychobilly acts such as the Peacocks, the Vincent Razorbacks and Cat House Creepers, as well as the younger new wave of bands that emerged at the same time as them, such as Henry and the Bleeders, who I saw, so who are good. They also play regularly at bike events and burlesque events. Well, I don't blame them. They continue to play to audiences all over the UK and plan to play throughout Europe, as well as record their first full-length album. Raw rockabilly, psychobilly, they sound like Motorhead would have done in the 50s. It's only rock and roll mostly in Demo 6. That's not a bad... No, that is true, actually.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Johnny, Greg and Gaz, I'm sorry that you've waited this long for us to play you. If indeed we haven't done already, we may have done. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Speed Kings MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Speed Kings.
No, I was a cunt there. They're called Speed Kings. I've said it again. MySpace.com/Speed Kings. I'm trying not to use that word anymore. So that was kind of my fault. I'm still taking a point. It's probably being the internet 3, Tony 1. And this is Hey Gringo. Kicking up
finish your time learning. Feel alive in jail. Lying, twist in the gutter. Hellhounds on his trail. Needle holes in his forearm. Whiskey spilled on the floor. Cut myself up and sober me up now. Still one final score.
That's nice, that, isn't it?
It is.
Hey, gringo. Hey, gringo. What's that funny noise outside?
Oh, someone's either screaming or dying.
They are, aren't they? Looks like one of them there rogue highwaymen yeah. got a little bit closer to the lodge than we were expecting. Beg pardon. This apple and elderflower juice is very nice, but it does repeat. I think I might need to stick something in it.
Really?
I meant like a vodka, but I could also try my penis.
You could do.
Yeah, I know. But if I got it wrong, it would be... What would it be, Tony?
Don't know.
An abomination. Oh, I'm pleased with that. Well, that's an abomination. How was anal sex for you? It was an abomination. That I'm going to get that. That is going to get into some language. You thought I was going to say someone's bum, didn't you? But no, because you're obsessed with bums, Tony. I don't know what's wrong with you.
You're the one who keeps mentioning it.
Yeah, right. But you keep thinking it. Anyway, Tony, have I told you about GoDaddy?
No.
I haven't, have I? How remiss of me.
Isn't it just...
Essentially, they're a web services provider, you see. So when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping cart constructions and...
Easy podcasting!
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
...into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
...which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 Nika. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Right? You take them back.
I'm experimenting.
You are. Yeah, with men.
Exactly.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. You're making me laugh a lot this week, don't you? This is Zombie Ghost Train, by the way, who have a new album out that we haven't got.
Yeah.
I am just going to mess them directly and say, look, Zombie Ghost Train, just send us one, will you? They're doing really well, though. They've just completed a world tour, and I like to think it's all thanks to us. Basically, I don't think it is, but it might be. Could you maybe tell people about the internet radio stations that carry our show?
Okay. Primarily, we are on two internet radio stations, Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio. Hussy Skunk, we are on three times a week. And it's a punk radio station online. Go to hussyskunk.com, HussyeSkunk.com, and tune in. We're on three times a week at different times of the day, but generally they play punk all the time. And also, we're also on Wicked Radio.
Which is more than we do.
Yeah. WickedRadio.org, we are on every night. We're on
every
five nights
night.
A week, and the new shows are on at the weekend. They are broadcast on Pirate FM all around the world. Well, in places anyway. It's WickedRadio.org.
.org?
.org, that should be there. .org.
WickedRadio.org.uk. WickedRadio.wowyloss.orgs.
Yeah, and that they are two.
Well, Tony,
we are on.
Next time I'll just say to you, Tony, can you say something for a minute? And you can go click, hit play, iTunes.
Yeah,
because clearly you put under a bit of pressure with those other things. Wrong with it. I don't know, something like Artie Gunk or something. Next track, I will tell you about afterwards because I've got something. And right, I'm not going to tell you who the band are. I'm just going to read out a little bit about them first, Tone.
Okay.
Right, this is how this band have been described. Right. they bring together a bewildering mix of punk, industrial, electronica, chaos, escapism, ambient, manic depression, dance music, mysticism, sound effects, other worlds, progressive rock, altered states and self-destruct. I'm going to have to do it again. A bewildering mix of punk, industrial, electronica, chaos, escapism, ambient, manic depression, dance music, mysticism, sound effects, other worlds, progressive rock, altered states and self-destruction. Let's see if you think they are. Empty Eyes. When I was standing in the kitchen of the Homeless Lodge,
yes.
I did think he was saying she's got filthy eyes and down to her niggers.
It did sound like filthy eyes.
It did sound
more so than the Care Bears one.
Yeah, do you think you're going with the filthy eyes?
I'll go with the filthy eyes thing, yeah.
Now, Tony, that was a band called History of Guns, right?
Okay.
They've been sent to us. That's the first thing been sent to us by Intense PR. Thank you, Intense PR. I wonder if Intense PR got hold of us as a result of the Manila PR special we did, because I know they sent out a lot of...
Right.
They did a lot of publicity for it. But did you think, Tony, that that sounded like a bewildering mix of punk, industrial, electronica, chaos, escapism, ambient, manic depression, dance music, mysticism, sound effects, other worlds, progressive rock, alt states and self-destruction?
Kinda.
Or did you think it sounded like what you said it sounded like before?
I thought it sounded like Nine Inch Nails crossed with Sisters of Mercy.
And I think that's a very good shout.
Yeah.
I thought the bridges in it sounded exactly like Desperate But Not Serious by Adam and the Ants.
Yeah.
So let's take all that stuff away and say they sound like a cross between Nine Inch Nails, Sisters of Mercy and Adam and the Ants.
Yeah.
Reason enough to buy the record. Yeah, I do want to stress, we like it, don't we? I think it's good. I like that. Well done, History of Guns. What I want to know is, Tony, what is History of Guns? No, website.
Historyofguns.co.uk.
No, historyofguns.com.
Ooh.
Thought you were going to get that. Probably the internet for Tony One. That single is out on August the 4th. I'm afraid I don't know whether it'll be out on download or I think it'll be on CD. I should think it'll be on iTunes as well. Most people sort it out these days. Don't know. It would make sense to. Right, Tone. Have you got some very important US iTunes reviews for us?
I do. Please, if you do have iTunes and you're subscribed to the show, please do review us. Helps us out massively as it helps us move up the featured rankings. And we will read out the UK and US iTunes reviews.
Every once in a while.
I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you have any iTunes reviews on other
Let's
countries...
Let's make lots of money.
Print them out and send them to us and we'll read those out. Or, even better, record yourself doing it. Saves us a job.
Yeah. Yes, you canardinans.
So, I have a list of reviews here, so I'm slightly distracted because I might have to just plug something in.
Might you?
Yeah.
Right, say, Paul, can you say something for a minute?
Nah, that's fine. Right, here we go, top one. Great. Great music, great hosts, great humour. Also, the fact that I have now added a pig's toilet to my vocabulary is a direct result...
A pig's toilet?
...of what the show has done to my mind. Always on target, this is a seriously entertaining show. That's from Eben Crawford.
Oh, thank you, man.
Was pig's toilet a word of the week or something? I can't remember.
No idea. Maybe it is now.
Wait, there you go.
If it was as good as Abomination, but it's not.
No. Gooper. These wankers are bloody brilliant.
We are.
These guys are great, and I love finding out about new bands. That's some Dim Tick. Thank you very much.
Dim Tick.
Oh, these are 5 stars, by the way. Obviously. Smacktards plus alcohol equals hilarity.
I'd expect nothing less.
I can't say enough about this podcast. Great commentary. And while the music is a bit hit or miss, it hits more often than not. The only thing that would make it better would be if it came out more often.
Fuck off.
Naptown Chris.
No, it wouldn't.
Tell me how much time this takes. No.
No, it would get significantly worse.
Fantastic podcast. I listen whilst at work, and I have to watch myself from opening laughing or dancing to the great music.
I have the same problem making the show, of course.
Love this podcast. Do yourself a favour, subscribe to it. You won't be sorry. That's from Fiction.
Thank you, Fiction. Thank you. And by the way, Eben Crawford does his own podcast and lives in... he lives on the South Coast somewhere. And it's interesting that he's on US iTunes. Because he is from the US, but he resides in the UK and has done for some time.
Yeah.
Does a good podcast as well, which I will... Reaching for Lucidity, I believe it's called.
Oh, that one.
It's very nice. I'm sure that's him. There's not that many Ebens in the world, are there?
I've heard of that one. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's him. It's a really nice podcast. Do check it out. Probably reachingforlucidity.com or something.
Yeah.
Could be.
I think it is. Great show. Just started listening to this podcast about a month ago. Already can't
wait. Where have you been?
Already can't wait for the next new episode to show up in my iTunes.
That's a correct
answer. Can't understand much of what they say, but I like it anyway. And the music selections are top notch. A must listen to podcast. That's for 8 Second Pathfinders.
Thank you very much. What, are they scouts?
Possibly. We're big in the scouting world.
I am. Actually, technically, Tony, at least you do go for adults. No, I was doing you a favour there.
At least I go for adults.
Well, you know, I've just suggested I go for the scouts. Did you miss that bit?
That is true. Good point. Good point.
I don't, obviously.
It's not comedy, it's punk.
I'm still sore after the guides.
This is the one and only podcast that I listen to each week. It's kind of like going to church, but with great punk-influenced music. Is a twap,
Ace King
word
King
of the
Jack.
Week, and some great banter between the hosts Paul and Tony, both of whom are a couple of smacktards.
Don't you mean the Gospels according to Paul and Tony?
5 stars all around for a podcast that gets more listeners than they did as a radio show. Cheers.
That is true.
By Din Old. Yeah.
That is true.
It is true.
Who's that boy?
Din Old.
Thank you, Din.
Din. Good stuff.
It
good
is.
Music and funny DJs. You like punk? Download it now. That's from Alaskan Life.
Alaskan Life. Do you know what? I think I might know the Alaskan Life as well.
Really?
got a feeling he might do Alaska Pocho. Not sure.
Ah, right.
No, probably not. Alaskan Life, I'm sure, is their monthly glossy magazine.
Alright, okay.
For Alaska, which of course is full of men, Tony, so they're probably more into you than me.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That's it. That's the iTunes reviews.
Thank you so much. Please do review us at iTunes. We do read them out periodically. We don't read them out every week. That would be silly. We haven't got time. But we love to get them, and they do really help us with our listenership, and they help us move up the charts at iTunes, which increases our visibility.
Yes.
In an internet capacity. Right, Tone.
Yes, sir.
What I'm going to do now is play you an interview I did with Comity when I went to see them and Zombie and Scotones.
Okay.
And the Vickers at the Dirty Water Night at, the Boston Arms. I had a fantastic time. And there are interviews to come with Zombina and the girls from the Priscillas that I met that night as well, but I'm still waiting for them to send me the songs that they said they wanted me to play on the end of their interview, so we can't play them yet. We can play the Comity one, and Comity, I'm sorry it's taking so long to play this, but this is an ideal opportunity. I wasn't even that drunk for this.
That makes a change.
What I want to know, just before we play it though, is what is Comity's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Comity.
It is. And how are you spelling Comity, Tony?
K-O-M-E-T-Y.
Bonus point, it's probably be the internet for Tony 3. You see, I am a good man. This is the interview. Okay, Paulie B, Punky Radio, now joined by Comity, who I've just watched on stage at the Boston Arms in Tufnell Park. Would you just introduce yourselves briefly to our listeners in turn?
Hi, I'm Mikawai.
And what?
Mikawai.
And what do you do?
I play the drums.
You play the drums?
I play bass, Pablo.
Pablo.
And I'm Leswaf, and I sing and I play guitar.
There is no way anyone would know that you sang there. Your talking voice and your singing voice are so similar. How do you find playing in England?
Well, it's a bit of a surprise for us because this is, from my perspective, the other end of the world. So we're always pleasantly surprised that there's an audience who's actually awaiting us. Isn't that surprising?
But half of your audience were Polish, weren't they?
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. The new album, we've played, I think you're the first band we've ever played 3 songs, 3 weeks running. How would you describe, as the translation I understand is Operation V1?
Come again?
How would you describe Operation V1?
Operation V1, great piece of work.
Just a great piece of work, yeah. Is there any favourite track you have, my friend?
You Don't Look Good. It's the first one.
Oh, the first one sounds very different live to on the CD, because the slide guitar live sounded absolutely nuts, whereas on CD it sounds kind of spiritual almost. Is that a conscious thing?
Well, we are trying to play differently, different version of songs if we play them live. So we are considering to release a live album with containing different live versions of studio records. So this is our ambition also, to surprise somehow our audience by presenting them different versions of the records what they know from albums.
Well, you've certainly surprised me with that. Is there, now, most English people are of course aware that a lot of Polish people have recently settled in this country, and it would be good if we could learn just a little bit of Polish. If there is one Polish phrase that English people should learn, what should it be?
Kocham cię.
Which is what?
I love you.
I'm sure you do. Thank you very much. I'd like to play one more track off the CD. We have exhausted the really fast ones, I think. If there's one track other than Trust No One, Poser, and Finally Pregnant, is there one track we should play?
Yes, I would definitely play this song. Let's meet at the end of August.
Let's meet at the end of August. It's coming up now. Thank you so much.
end of August. There's so much I want to tell you. I hardly even know you. That shouldn't really matter. Let's go for a walk in the tall grass, not very far from the place where you live. Let's meet at the end of August. Let's meet at the end of August. There's so much I want to tell you. I hardly even know you. That shouldn't really matter. Antennas receive signals from around the world. Tell me about all the places you have been to. Let's meet at the end of August.
Let's meet at the end of August. Let's do that time. But yeah. After we've listened to the Dead 60s, yeah?
Nice.
Cool. We will meet at the end of August,
well,
of
possibly,
course.
And the start, in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll probably be how it works. I believe it is probably a 5-week month. August always seems to be a 5-week month.
It's a long one.
How's that
work? That's good, because it's a nice month.
It is.
I like August.
It's a nice month to have 5 weeks in.
Yeah.
It? Yeah, that's what we say. Mmm, August. Yum, yum, yum. So, ages ago, actually the other day, but ages ago in terms of the temple shift and the nature of this show, I was doing some gigs in Leeds, right, at Leeds Jongleurs.
Yeah.
And there will be some clips going up on the net at some point, because some of me was recorded.
You. Oh, really?
Some of me was recorded, yeah, and it came out all right. So there will be some clips. It's not of my material, it's just me taking the piss out of stag dudes, basically. There was a great one in. One of them was Banana Man.
Nice.
Brilliant. And there was a funny conversation with a leaving dude from British Gas as well. But anyway, I don't want to talk about me and the gig. I want to talk about something I saw while I was there.
Okay. Right.
Nipped outside for smoke when I put the first act on. And as I walk down the steps, this bloke comes running up the steps. The bloke comes running after him in a suit with gloves on. Didn't look that much like a doorman. Thought he might have been a mate. Anyway, he went, "Oi, mate, hang on." I thought, oh, it must be his friend. So I didn't get in the way of the bloke, because in normal circumstances, if I see a doorman chasing someone and I'm in the way, I'll just get in the way just to hold him up a bit.
Yeah.
Not actually get physical with them.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of barge into them a bit, give the doorman a chance to get him. Anyway, I didn't. I just thought they were mates. So I kept walking, went outside, started smoking. And I can hear from the top of the stairs, "No! No! 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 No!" I'm thinking, what the fuck has gone on here, right? And it keeps going, "No! No!" It's getting louder. "No! No!"
Okay.
This bloke had hit someone in the bar next door.
All right.
Had come out and then tried to get into Jongleurs and was clearly a bit of a nutter, basically. While the doorman had gone in to try and sort him out in the bar next door, he'd nicked out. There's only one doorman left, who then chased him up the stairs into Jongleurs. Apprehended him. Hmm. The bloke tripped up or fell over or whatever, but then wouldn't get up.
All right.
He was doing that sort of dead weight thing where they can't lift you up. There's only one doorman there. But he had those young man's low-slung jeans on. You know, those hipster types that your pants stick out the top of?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The doorman picked him up by his black Calvin Kleins, right? Literally got a hand sort of under the thing, like between the crevice sort of thing, just hand under the... I can't really explain it, but you put your hand down the pants and lift up hands under.
He put his hands down his pants.
He put his hands down the back of his pants.
Okay.
And put his hands through the bit that your legs attached to your legs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pulled them up, thus giving him ultimate wedgie. Right?
Yeah.
But not just that, he lifted the bloke up by his pants. That's what I'm saying. They were a good Calvin Klein. These were not your Primark 3 for £2. Lifted him up. The guy was in so much pain, he couldn't move. So the bloke is spread out, Superman style, suspended in midair by his pants as the doorman calmly walked him down the stairs and threw him onto the street. And I'm just watching this whole thing. I'm just, no, and that's why I'm hearing this, no, 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 getting louder and louder in this big, thick Yorkshire accent. No, no, gets him out onto the street, throws him down, and the bloke gets into the fetus position in absolute wedgie pain. As the doorman had quite clearly got a nut or something, right? And but this clearly violent, deranged man from next door who got, it turns out, he'd punched a woman and just had basically gone in off his nut on something and cracked someone and just complete lunatic. When the ultimate wedgie was dealt to him, became a 4-year-old boy with swear words.
Right.
Was left in the fetus position outside. I'm having a cigarette. He's just by my feet, basically. Get out. Albanian doorman.
All right.
Look out for them. They are mad. I was watching the football with him outside. There's a screen outside. I haven't finished about the door yet, but the Albanian doorman. I said, so, who do you want to win out of Croatia and Turkey? And he just went, neither of them.
Nice.
Anyway, the bloke's in the fetus position on the floor by my feet. Yeah, not the first time. And he said the immortal line after just been repeatedly going. Oh, after I saw it, I thought something happened to the music then, but I think it just changed. After repeatedly going, no, no, he then went, oh, that really fucking hurt, that did. It's fantastic. I just wish he could have said, because I saw the look on his face when he was carried out into the street. It was of sheer pain and terror. Just ultimate wedgie. I've never seen anything like it. It was fantastic.
Wedgie of death.
It was the wedgie of death and the wedgie of fun for me. That was the thing. So yeah, that's basically all I really want to talk about.
Nice.
The Leeds week. Next week's gigs I've got are in Hitchin and Electric next weekend, Friday, Saturday. Feature Jeff Green and Jason John Whitehead. A truly fantastic show. And Tone, on the Sunday, I've now got to go to Newbury at night for the final of the Wisecrackers Young Comedian of the Year. I'm one of the compares at it at the Corn Exchange in Newbury, which means that I'll have to be out of here, the lodge, by about 4:30. So if you want to make Punky with me next Sunday, you might have to come down Saturday night so we can make it Sunday in the day, unless you want to get up early.
Oh, okay.
Because we were thinking you might have to come down again, weren't we, to make it.
Were we? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll sort it out.
Yeah, we'll sort it out. Otherwise, we can maybe do Monday or something. But, yeah. All right, I'm just saying that now, on air, explaining that if we're going to make Punky, it's going to have to be there.
So when I listen to the show to edit it next week, or
you
the
will,
day...
You will be reminded.
Like, oh, yeah.
You went, oh, of course, yes, I remember. Je me souviens. Yeah, so...
Okay.
That's a bit
we'll
French
sort,
there.
We'll sort it out.
Yeah, all right. And I'll talk all about the Psychobilly meeting on next week's show. I've already got interviews lined up with Batmobile, Roach Insanos, Long Tall Texans, and I think Nigel Lewis and the Zorch Men, and maybe the Coffee Nails, and Astiabats.
Let's hope you remember to take your audio recording equipment.
I'm going to, and my camera. I'm going to take my dictaphone and my camera to take pictures.
Nice.
You see what I've done there? That's an abomination of a joke. I'm really pleased with that word of the week, by the way.
Excellent. Don't kill your laptop again, though, will you?
What, sorry?
Don't kill your laptop again.
I will try desperately hard, but, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. The thing is, it's like, I've had my jabs, but there's different viruses in Spain.
That's true.
Something's bound to attack it. I might not be able to get on the net with it while now. I might just be using the computer for other things, so I could be safe. I'll still find
someone. You can use it for other things, like as a webcam or something. Webcam recorder.
Well, no, I won't be able to, right, because I won't be able to get on the net.
Use webcam as a fancy video recording equipment.
What, just to record me, me in my shopping trunks?
Yes.
What, for you, Tony?
No.
Yeah, you changed your mind.
Yeah. I think so.
I meant for other things like writing my articles, because it's a working holiday. I'll be writing my articles.
Okay.
And the such like.
And writing your articles.
I'll be writing my article. I'm going to write an article about the cycling meeting, as well as having for the wrench, as well as doing stuff for this. So that can't have finished already. It has as well. Bloody hell, I'm a good talker. Don't know whether you'd noticed. Alright, I better play the last song then. You know what? UK subs, mate. You know, we played them last week, didn't we? Week before.
Yes.
From their Warhead EP, and we played Warhead last time.
We did.
I'd like to play the first track, I Live in a Car. The lyrics are really, really good, and Charlie Harper, you know, personal friend of mine.
Of the show?
Of the show as well, but mine especially. But yeah, of the show, first and foremost, and then me a bit. But on those, Tony, what is UK Subs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UK Subs.
No, MySpace.com/UK Subs.com. Remember from the other week? No.
I do now. Yeah,
yeah.
Told me,
of course, yeah. Clearly. Of course. Well, next time, man, I'll tell you all of them first.
Okay, that'd be ace.
I promise you. Yeah. I promise you, it's definitely 6-0 next week. We'll do that. You haven't had a big win in a while, have you? So yeah, it's probably been in the internet 5. Tony,
just in general,
Tony 3.
Never had a big win in a while.
You haven't had a big win in a while, have you? No, mate. Just succession of losses. But not as bad as this bloke. He's like me. I live in a car.
I won't be out. I live in a
How about that? He lives in the car.
That was short.
On me. Got a stranglehold on me. Got a stranglehold on me. Stranglehold. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, this I got this message from a lady in America that I met called Amanda from Los Angeles.
Mm.
Saying, I've just realised who you sound like. You've got exactly the same accent as David Bowie. Now, that's clearly not true, because we know David Bowie, because he used to fill up with diesel at...
Mansfield, I can't remember where.
Tip Shelf Services.
Oh, okay.
He used to text into our old show, saying, just listen to the show, lads. Great show again. He tends to do it Sunday afternoons, didn't he?
Yeah.
You weren't always there when he did it. It was the secret man.
Yeah.
Captain Nonsense.
That's him.
But yeah, anyway, but I thought I would demonstrate to the listeners why I don't sound like David Bowie. Because David Bowie, obviously, sounds like this. Oh, pum pum pum, and I sound like this. Of course, it's entirely different.
Yeah, that's true.
Entirely different. What's your just say a sentence, well-known phrase, and I'll do David Bowie doing it quickly. Anything,
welcome to the news.
Welcome to the news. That's not bad, is it?
It's a definite difference.
It is a difference. Yeah, I would say welcome to the news. Yeah. Not welcome on to the news. Make sure that you give us an iTunes review.
Yes.
Wherever you are in the world, we really appreciate them. We do read them out from time to time. MySpace comments, please. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Do vote for us at Podcast Alley. There's a tune on our MySpace. A tune. There's a link on our MySpace page. I'm right, aren't I?
Yep.
Yep. That's right. It's a new month, so we want as many votes as possible, please. Other people don't vote this month, so we might get a little bit more in there. Do buy the music by the bands you've heard us play. That's the whole point of this show. and should you be the victim of insufficient quality of anal sex, do feel free to just bend your head round and go, will you stop this, sir? This is an abomination. I'm really pleased with that, you know. Ridiculously pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my best word of the weeks I've ever thought of on the spot today.
I suppose really an evil wedgie could be an abomination.
It could be.
God, it's like
Tony,
a circle.
It's like it's all tied in.
It's seamless.
It is a circle. I like to widen the circle of my friends. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't hear Jane Austen.
Go.
Jesteśmy
kobiety, słuchacie
Funky Radio.
Much smoother that way.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.